The after party for this year's Silver Ball at the Castle Theater Saturday night will be just across the alley at Diggers, featuring Wildamore playing songs by The Who. The Bloomington-based quartet says diving into that band's catalog has given them a deeper appreciation for the song structure and technical abilities of The Who. Wildamore's Aaron Wismiller, Zach Hoffman, and Dave Gildahar joined us in the GLT studios. Wismiller said the British invasion theme of the fundraiser made choosing a band to cover easy, as the Beatles and Stones were already being covered at the main show.
And so the logical next band is The Who.
And it's the after party for the Silver Ball and The Who song, Pinball Wizard. First lines, ever since I was a young boy, I played the Silver Ball, so it's just like,
didn't even hit me.
We have to do that.
Oh.
Plus, there's some Silver Balls up there, too.
Who thought about that? Where'd that come from? Aaron?
No.
Dave? We had already chosen The Who, and then later that night, my brother was like, this line exists. And it was like, oh.
Have you guys been fans of The Who for a long, long time as well?
Oh,
because here's the Beatles, there's the Stones, and there is The Who, but the Beatles and Stones are in this rarefied air, right? And then there's The Who.
We've talked about that. I don't know that we have an answer for it, really, but we have talked about that, how it's like this kind of holy trinity, but there's a clear... Two of them are much more better known than the other.
Yeah, you know? There is a demarcation there.
Mm-hmm. They were just
This is Zach now, by the way.
Too rambunctious, I think, to be... real popular, like the Beatles. They were causing way too much trouble in the hotels. And
well, they were doing that.
Yeah.
Well, the question I want to ask is, what do you think they brought to the table? I mean, the Beatles brought so much. The Beatles are the Beatles, but they changed a lot of things in America, right? I mean, from hairstyles to the way people talk to even movie making, right? I mean, they were doing great movies back then. The Stones brought...
Blues. Right. The Beatles brought pop, and The Who brought
attitude as well.
That's the thing that I've grown to appreciate doing this more than anything, is just realizing how much of rock music came from The Who more than these other two bands. I mean, it's the fundamentals of all the kind of heavier rock that took place from the 70s on.
Can you draw a line from The Who to somebody later or even today?
I think you could draw a funnel and put, you know, seriously, put everything, you know. I mean, there's a lot of bands that have stolen licks directly from The Who or, you know, song format and just that kind of rock and roll spirit. I mean, The Who embodied that more than, they were kind of first at that, I feel.
You know? And like the live onstage raucous persona, just out of control, smashing stuff.
The first thing that comes to mind is Mars Volta swinging that microphone around, Roger Daltrey used
right,
to.
Right.
And
We're talking with guys from Wildamore. They're playing the after party of the Silver Ball fundraiser. It's a Toys for Tots fundraiser Saturday night. The fundraiser's at the Castle Theater. They're playing Diggers afterwards. I want to ask you about Diggers specifically in just a bit, too. When I had the guys from Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles in here the other day, they're playing Beatles covers, and I asked them about their set list. Was it hard to figure out a set list? And basically they said they just knuckled it out, knock down, drag out on who's going to play what and what songs. How did you guys choose your set list? There's a lot of songs to choose from.
Yeah, we went through all the albums, everybody's favorite songs, and like we had to cut a lot of them that we really like.
There were some that we just kind of refused to cut, though, as far as the big rock Who songs.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do Tommy, right? he's giving me this really painful look.
We do a lot of songs from Tommy, but
you didn't do Tommy.
We aren't.
I don't know. There's no like
Won't Get Fooled
Tommy
Again.
Song, but
Won't Get
course.
Fooled Again.
My Generation.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Pinball Wizard, I guess the big
Who
one.
Who are
Tommy.
You?
I'm free.
Yeah. Well, how about, can you play a song right now? Can we get you to play something? Give us a little taste of what we might hear at Diggers on Saturday night Sunday morning?
Explain. Yeah, hear what I'm saying, girl. Explain.
yeah. Now, that's wonderful. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm assuming you're going to be plugged in at Diggers on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll have a whole drum kit there.
The Who would not be the Who without a big drum kit.
And a wall of speakers. You going to have that as well?
We can't afford their setup. You know, relative to the size of Diggers, it's about the right scale.
Okay, all right. Aaron Wissmiller, Zach Hoffman, and Dave Gildenhar are with us. They're Wildermore. They're going to be playing songs from The Who at Diggers on Saturday night into Sunday morning. It's the after party for the Silver Ball fundraiser. Castle Theater gets a lot of credit. We had a story on our air about the revival of the Bloomington Normal music scene. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're national acts that come through for the most part. I know some local acts play there as well. But for the most part, from what I hear from people, Diggers seems to be, maybe it's overstating, almost ground zero for local people. This is where you go to have fun and play, and everybody gets to play there. I mean, I know there's six strings, there's jazz up front, there's soon to be the night shop, and, you know, there's going to be places. What is Diggers?
I think Diggers benefits from two things. One, proximity to the castle.
Uh-huh.
The fact that they're literally right across the alley makes just location, 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 right? But also, it's got a cool vibe. It's a music bar. There's albums all over the wall. It's a place, you know, it's a cool music place. And they have pretty good beer for cheap, too. So I think that really helps them out.
Well, it seems to be a local gathering place, too, where locals just go.
It's a townie bar for sure.
Yeah, definitely townie.
Okay. Well, let's give you some props for the band that you normally play with Wildermore. You're doing jazz rock. Am I doing that right? How would you describe it then? Ooh. Aaron's kind of shaking his head. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It is a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it more like Ink Trail than The Who?
I mean, I don't think we do any standards like Ink Trail does. I mean, I know we don't do any standards like Ink Trail does. We kind of don't do anything like Ink Trail does. They're pretty awesome. They're kind of the...
Who's the Tommy O'Donnell of Wildermore?
That'd be Dave. No, I mean, I think what makes Wildermore... what I enjoy most about it as a band is that we are all very diverse fans of music. We all like a lot of different kind of music. I kind of joke that you cannot sing a song in this band and be made fun of. I don't care what it is. We just did a show a couple weeks ago at McGuire's with Flaccid, and after the show, what song was that that popped in my head? We're sitting out in my car, and this stuff popped in my head, this dorky 80s like pop song, and I turned it up on Spotify, and we were all in my car sitting there singing it together. And I was just like, what other band is doing this after?
Some Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
No, that was second. It was worse before that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not ashamed of the Stevie Wonder.
Guilty pleasures.
Yeah, just, right. But we all have big, diverse tastes in music. We all like a lot of different kind of music, and I think that a lot of that shows up in what we do. It is kind of hard to define a genre of it. But, I mean, it's definitely rock music. There's a lot of energy to it. Sometimes it's really heavy, but sometimes it's more kind of funky or jazzy. You know, I mean, it just goes all over.
Dave or Zach, either one of you dive in. What has diving into all these Who songs, how has it made you a better musician? How has it changed how you look at The Who? How has it impacted you?
I know I always kind of thought Keith Moon was just a crazy, crazy guy on the drums, and I'm kind of impressed with his drumming these days because, he was crazy, but he could focus that into some awesome energy that just drove this band. I mean...
Cold fusion.
Yeah. The guy kicks butt.
Well, that's Zach. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, learning all these songs just blows my mind the way Pete Townsend, he's just freaking genius, the way he makes these chords and the melodies that he puts over these simple chords. A lot of the songs share similar, like, theory, you know, music theory, but they don't sound alike at all. And he always has these really awesome, like, mellow parts in the song and just very progressive. And there was a lot of other stuff going on at the time when he was writing this and really inspiring, like, as a songwriter.
Giving you a new appreciation for the band, even?
Oh, for sure.
All three of you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Cool. 100%. For sure.
Well, thanks for coming in, and it's great that you're doing this on Saturday night. One more song. Can you guys do one more?
I just have to point out, John Norton, that this song requires a pick, and I am using a GLT logoed guitar pick from a show about 5 years ago.
Very cool. Proud. Okay.
substitute your lies for facts. I say right through your plastic Mac. I look alright, but my dad was black. My fine looking suit is really made out of sack. I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth. The north side of my town faced east, and the east was facing south. And now you dare to look me in the eye. Those crocodile tears are what you cry. It's a genuine problem, you won't try to work it out, it's all you just pass it by, pass it by. Substitute me for him. Substitute my coat for Jim. Substitute you for my mom. At least I'll get my washing done. But I'm a substitute for another guy. I look pretty tall, but my heels are high. The simple things you see are all complicated. I look pretty young, but I'm just backdated. Yeah. Genuine.